The Devil's Advocates, radio for nasty women everywhere.
That's not what I heard Director Comey say.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Thursday edition. And you know, I've been looking forward to this all day since I found the brand new lawsuit online and started reading the legal filings, the legal pleadings, the newest from Donald J. Trump. In this case, Donald J. Trump, the former president, has filed a lawsuit against Hillary Clinton and many, many others. And before we jump in, and I'd like to do a little dramatic reading, you know, like to get into the lawsuit. But before we do, some of the early reviews are already in. And before I give you mine, I'd like to share a few of the others. Mine was, my first knee-jerk reaction. Horse crap. That was my first thought. Yeah, it was a little worse than that. But that was my first thought about that lawsuit. Here is how it's being reported. Former President Donald Trump on Thursday filed a lawsuit against Hillary Clinton in which he accused her of engaging in an unthinkable plot to make him look like Russian President Vladimir Putin's puppet. He literally is suing because they made him look like Putin's puppet. Oh, this should be good. Fancy Brian.
I'd rather have a puppet as president of the United States.
No puppet.
And it's pretty clear.
You're the puppet.
You're the puppet.
That one statement was so powerful, and his "I know you are, but what am I" did not work out very well. And he is now suing because of it.
Well, he didn't win the presidency. You know, at least he's... isn't it weird he's suing Hillary and not Joe Biden? I mean, yeah. if you're just making stuff up, and that's what this lawsuit to me seems to be. It's just somebody puts some pen to paper to make the boss happy. And the boss, of course, is the former President Trump.
Go stick your tongue on a flagpole, loser.
Let me give you some more of the early reviews on this fine legal work. Trial lawyer Max Kitterly, for instance, spotted an elementary legal citation error in the lawsuit within minutes of reading through it. As an indication, this is his quote, as an indication of the quality of Trump's complaint, count three alleges injurious falsehood, an obscure state law tort that is essentially trade libel. He wrote on Twitter, in support, Trump cites a federal law that has nothing to do with it, 18 U.S.C. 2701. That is the Stored Communications Act. So do you understand that they have to put footnotes on the legal filing and they have to, you know, like quote the prior legal cases, what they call that precedent, although the U.S. Supreme Court often ignores it. So Trump's team is quoting, you know, these obscure state laws to try and justify their lawsuit and then throwing out a completely unrelated federal statute as the citation.
They turned in their paper and didn't do it correctly, and they hoped no one would notice.
Apparently, or maybe they're just making it up. Former federal prosecutor Ken White, meanwhile, similarly found himself in disbelief by a lot of the quality of the Trump lawsuit. I don't agree with the quality of that grammar. Makes me look bad trying to read it aloud on the radio. Here is what he wrote. Oh, you've got to be effing kidding me, he wrote. Dear former President Trump, next time hire lawyers smart enough not to concede repeatedly in your LOL suit that Russia was a hostile foreign sovereignty.
You got to understand, he's got to get people at least dumb enough to think that he's going to pay them.
I think we should all be using that on our hashtags, LOL suit.
Yeah.
Harvard law professor Lawrence Tribe dismissed Trump's lawsuit as absurd on its face. An absurd lawsuit by an absurdly litigious former president who has only himself to blame for being compromised by Putin and thus looking like he is compromised by Russia. Now, national security attorney Bradley Moss, meanwhile, said he wasn't going to even bother reading Trump's complaint. You couldn't even pay me to read this garbage, he wrote. Oh, you don't have to. Because Crudy has read big chunks of this complaint, and I'm going to share it with you on the radio. Yes, I am going to read from this lawsuit. And I mean, this is a lawsuit that only Trump would love. But if you're Donald Trump, you're reading this stuff. You're like, this is gold, Jerry. This is gold.
And tell them about how mean they were to me that one time. It was mean.
Let me first and foremost list off some of the defendants. Well, it's Donald J. Trump, plaintiff v. Hillary R. Clinton, HFACC Incorporated. That was her campaign apparatus. The Democratic National Committee, DNC Services Corporation, Perkins Coie, LLC. That was their law firm. There's Michael Sussman. You've heard that name. Mark Elias, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Charles Holliday Jr., Jake Sullivan, John Podesta, Robert E. Book, Philippine Rhines, Fusion GPS, Glenn Simpson, Peter Frisch, Nelly. Like the singer, Nelly?
Just Nelly? Good old Nelly.
Oh, Nelly Orr and Bruce Orr. Orbis Business Intelligence, LTD. Christopher Steele, Igor Danishenko, New Star Incorporated, Rodney Jaffe, James Comey, Peter Strzok. You know, these are the former FBI director, Peter Strzok, the former FBI agent, Lisa Page, Kevin Kleinsmith, Andrew McCabe, and John Doe's 1 through 10. You know, he's got some unnamed John Doe's, and then in parentheticals it says, said names being fictitious and unknown persons. And then there's also ABC Corporations, 1 through 10, said names being fictitious and unknown entities. Well, I hope you have great success suing those fictitious and unknown entities. Here's the complaint. And did I mention it was filed in the United States District Court, the Southern District of Florida? Yeah, during the course of the legal pleading, you have to justify why Florida. I'm not sure if he does a great job, but, you know, Florida.
Well, it's sunny, and I live there, and I was very aggrieved a lot in Florida.
Well, you got to think, Trump is hoping to catch a Trump appointee on the federal bench. And he feels like it's far more likely if he goes to a place where he's, you know, made a number of appointments. Let's say the circuit court covering Southern Florida. That's my thought. That's just Crudy's thought. But, you know, I'm just a layman. I'm just a radio dude. Complaint for damages and demand for trial by combat. I mean, trial by jury. I tease. The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, by and through his undersigned counsel, hereby serves his suit against the defendants. And then he goes through the whole list. You know, it's a long list. But I want to jump right down to the introduction. Number one. And this is where I started taking notes. The back of the napkin, the Foxconn-style notes. I thought I was doing good, Fancy Brian. And then I realized I don't need notes. The whole lawsuit's gold. So let me read. In the run-up to the 2016 presidential election, Hillary Clinton and her cohorts orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy.
This week on Fox.
You know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission, Donald Trump gets made fun of.
Acting in concert, the defendants maliciously conspired to weave a false narrative that their Republican opponent, Donald J. Trump, was colluding with hostile foreign sovereignty. That's something of a significant acknowledgement they're making in the lawsuit, I just point out. The actions taken to in furtherance of their scheme, falsifying evidence, deceiving law enforcement, and exploiting access to highly sensitive data sources, are so outrageous, subversive, and incendiary that even the events of Watergate pale in comparison.
This is Watergate 2.
Watergate times 10. 10 times match.
One man decided he wasn't going to take it anymore.
You know, when you're referencing worse than Watergate, and you know, count one of the introduction of this lawsuit, and you want to be taken seriously, but this lawsuit isn't written for a judge or a jury. It's being written for Fox News or maybe OANN or Alex Jones or hell, man, maybe the Hallmark Channel.
This is what they call a treatment. This is a treatment for a pilot episode. And then maybe they'll option it, and maybe this can become a series eventually.
Fancy Brian, they're going to need so many actors to carry out all the parts of this lawsuit. Man, there's got to be a part in there for you.
Hey, look, if it pays union rate, I'm there.
I got to think you could play an oversized John Podesta.
I can play an oversized anything, man. I am indeed oversized.
Back to the lawsuit introduction, point number two. Under the guise of opposition research, data analytics, and other political strategisms, the defendants nefariously sought to sway the public's trust. They worked together with a single self-serving purpose to vilify Donald J. Trump. Indeed, their far-reaching conspiracy was designed to cripple Trump's bid for presidency by fabricating a scandal. And that's very ironic they would say that. By fabricating a scandal that would be used to trigger an unfounded federal investigation and ignite a media frenzy.
And if it is Russia, which is probably not, nobody knows who it is.
Part number three, introduction, subset three, Trump lawsuit, Trump v. Hillary Clinton et al. The scheme was conceived, coordinated, and carried out by top-level officials at the Clinton campaign and the DNC. And are you listening close, folks? Here's where the Hallmark movie gets better. Because he's bringing out the villain. The scheme was conceived, coordinated, and carried out by the top-level officials at the Clinton campaign and the DNC, including the candidate herself.
We're working on it right now.
Did you catch all that? The candidate herself, who attempted to shield her involvement behind a wall of third parties. To start, the Clinton campaign and the DNC enlisted the assistance of their shared counsel, Perkins Coie, a law firm with deep Democratic ties, in the hopes of obscuring their actions under the veil of attorney-client privilege. That's something that Donald Trump should know something about, right? He does that all the freaking time.
Well, he informed...
Just ask John Eastman.
He informed the plot writing. At this point in the trailer, you see Hillary Clinton turn around in the swivel chair, cackling so loud. Because that's how evil she is.
Well, let me get back to it, man. Don't want to run out of time and not get the entirety. I mean, it's a 108-page lawsuit. You're not going to hear it all. I just want to get through the introduction. This is the meat of the movie. This is when you're trying to cast your movie. This is what you're going to have them do for the table read. That's my opinion. You know, I'm not an actor or a lawyer, but this is some horse crap, I think's the term I've been using.
Here, this is crap. Make sense of it. If you do, you're hired.
Perkins Coie was tasked with spearheading the scheme to find or fabricate proof of a sinister link between Donald J. Trump and Russia. Well, they didn't have to fabricate it, Trump.
I don't see any reason why it would be.
To do so, Perkins Coie launched parallel operations. On one front, Perkins Coie partner Mark Elias led an effort to produce spurious opposition research. I mean, God, that's the first time that's ever happened in politics, right?
Opposition research? Oh.
I wonder if they could give that a shortened name, like Oppo Research or something no one's ever considered before.
Better patent it right away.
Mark Elias led an effort to produce spurious opposition research, claiming to reveal illicit ties between the Trump campaign and Russian operatives. On a separate front, Perkins Coie partner Michael Sussman headed a campaign to develop a misleading evidence of bogus back-channel connection between email servers at Trump Tower and a Russian-owned bank. That was Alpha Bank, right? Sussman, he's named in the Durham thing. And Trump's using this special counselor, the Easter egg planted during the Trump administration, this special counselor. He's using bits and pieces placed, you know, throughout the subplot of the movie to try and make it sound spicy. We'll come back. It gets spicy up in here. This is, you know, I'd make this movie. Mnuchin might produce this movie. Fancy Brian, you'd watch this movie. Or appear in it. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Trump v. Hillary Clinton.
No puppet.
And-
bork, bork, bork.
Zoot skipped the groove again.
You are all weirdos.
I don't see any reason why it would be.